Good afternoon. It's 1:02 p.m. We're at Manufactured Housing Committee, regular meeting, December 8, 2016. At the Regulation and Licensing Building at 5500 San Antonio Drive, Northeast Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87109. Can we have a roll call, please?
Chairman Naki.
Present.
Vice Chair Christensen.
Present.
Member Erickson. Member Keir.
Here.
Member Starries.
Here.
We have a quorum.
Madam Chair, we have a quorum.
Okay, thank you. On the agenda is the approval of this agenda.
I make a motion to approve the agenda.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Next on the agenda is the approval of the minutes. Is there a motion?
I make a motion to approve the minutes.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Second by Scott?
Yes, sir.
Okay, public comments is left next on the agenda. Is there a public comment? Mr. Mark Duran.
Madam Chair, this always comes so early in your agenda. And I always still appreciate you giving me time to comment after other presentations have been made. Just a couple of things, Madam Chair, and members of the committee. You all don't get to talk about this as freely as someone as I can, but who can help but to not think that the tremendous elections that we just have gone through and in this country and in this state, just amazing. I think we're all glad that it's over, and for the first time ever, it was really interesting. My sister sent out a note prior to Thanksgiving dinner that there would be no politics discussed at Thanksgiving. I thought that it was interesting that she took the time and energy to do that. As the state went red nationally, New Mexico kind of stayed blue, as you know, and maybe went a little bit more blue. Doesn't matter to us much. What matters to us and the manufactured housing industry is that we be able to do good and fair business. It's the most important thing that I represent and what we're thinking about. And while there may be some positive signs nationally, with a new administration, especially in those areas where we have been very much over-regulated in areas of Frank Dodd and the Consumer Finance Protection Board, some of the things that we have to do to conform to those rules, those regulations, and those laws, which have been very difficult for our business. On the other hand, manufactured housing business across the country and in the states has been doing very, very well. We have come back to our normal business, if you will. I think I've mentioned to you before, if I haven't, what happened with the recession and the site-built industry boom was that half our customers went and started buying site-built homes. The recession hit, guess who was the first to default? All of those people. We lost those customers probably forever. If anyone was the beneficiary of that, that was a positive, our mobile home parks have been full ever since. At a statewide level, so that's positive. That can be positive for us, and we're looking forward to that. At a statewide level, one of the things normally, and I can speak frankly about this, I'm one of the few people who probably can in this room and not have to do it privately. Normally as a business, if a state went a little bit blue, you'd be a little bit concerned. We operate better and traditionally appreciate a Republican administration given the fact that there are less regulations that happen in a Republican administration. I'm not so sure it's going to matter over the next coming years, because I've watched government and politics in New Mexico for a long time, And I've never seen Democrats and Republicans coalesce around one singular point as I have seen this state. Out of necessity, you maybe saw a report in the USA Today where we hit a 50th national ranking in how our state is run. I think, you know, none of us like to see that. Sometimes we really don't feel that. But with reports like that and what has been happening economically, and I know the governor has been working as hard as she can and the administration has been working as hard as they can, I think there are some forces that are beyond their control, and there are some things that have been done that will take a long time to turn a ship that has been dependent on federal dollars for so long. But back to the one thing that I've seen Republicans and Democrats coalesce around is that singularly we need to move forward in one unified thought and make sure that we get our economic act together in the state. And so with that, and I appreciate that very much, because that helps our industry. And we want economic development. It's going to be hard to do, because while you may have that thought, the economic conditions in the state are such that we haven't been able to diversify. And we are still so much dependent on that oil and gas revenue and dollars that the state finds itself in such a tremendous budget shortfall. I've been at LFC meetings this last week, and of course make it a habit to go to all legislative finance committee meetings where they discuss the state's budget. And I don't know how else to explain it except to explain it as being pretty dire. And I talk to you as industry people, these people who work in these departments, know it more so than we do or that I can explain, because they're living it every day and feeling the pressures of that and have a check that comes that's dependent on it directly, whereas maybe we have checks that come on it depend on that indirectly. As a representative of the manufactured housing industry that is in charge of watching over regulations and ensuring that we have timely inspections and in many ways counting on the regulatory entity that regulates the manufactured housing industry, we think it's more important than ever. We've had very good communication with the Manufactured Housing Division, with the Construction Industries Division, with the Regulation Licensing Department. We were in meetings with Michael Unfink yesterday, as a matter of fact, Chris Starris and I were. And it's more important than ever before that we stay in good communication. And in regard to budget cuts, and I hope that we hear specifically, I know the numbers, what's been proposed prior to the special legislative session, what's been proposed during the special legislative session, what's being proposed to fix 2017, and what's being proposed to fix FY 2018 as we go into the next legislative session, is that we have as good communication as possible. Because what is important, and I think this is somewhat an opportunity, but somewhat challenging, is that, you know, we have one administration overseeing Manufactured Housing Division at the same time as Construction Industries Division. While those budgets are separate, then they, in many areas, they become merged. We've always been sensitive to the fact in how that's been administered, and I think this administration is doing a good job as possible administering one director for two divisions. You know, we've always been concerned about how small we are as a division compared to that big Construction Industries Division. And it's in times like this where downturns take effect and money gets tight that you can really feel the squeeze of that dynamic. And so what we're looking to do is to under, understand the squeeze and to not let the dynamic overwhelm us. And so, again, I think the message is not like we haven't had it, but to have as good a communication as we've ever had in the past, to understand what those potential budget cuts are, where they're going to take effect, how they're going to affect, if at all, hopefully not, inspections in the field, those things that make our industry go is timely inspections primarily in the field, as well as the many things that Jesus does and this whole staff and office does in manufactured housing, the small part of manufactured housing and construction industries. So with that, Madam Chair, one of the things that I would ask of you and the committee, my comments were as much to the division as they were to you today, but for you and the committee, as many times you have largely become an entity that is adjudicating, or whatever the right word is, those consumer complaints like you'll do today, is to understand your authority and your responsibility, and to make sure that you're a partner and a communicating partner in those changes, and that you're not just a body that gets changes reported to. You have statutory authority in terms of what is your role in supporting or advancing any changes. And so that doesn't necessarily have to be a counterproductive thing to what the division is doing, but it's a check and balance. And so I would offer it as a check and balance and ask you to revisit that role as a check and balance. Not from a distrust point of view. I think the message is that everyone needs to figure out how to enforce and participate from their role on how to handle changes that we're experiencing in the state. So with that, Madam Chair, thank you for the opportunity, and I'd stand for any questions, and thank you always for
the
opportunity to allow me to comment later.
Thank you. Any other public comments? Okay, we're going back on the agenda here. Is Director's report.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the committee. Before I start, I want to introduce Alex Sanchez. Alex is the new deputy superintendent for RLD, working
Thank
with
you.
Mike Hunting directly, and then overseeing the whole RLD. So we're glad to have Alex here with us. Also, I'm thankful that Jesus Carrasco is back full time with us. You may or may not know, Jesus was in a pretty serious accident in October time frame, and has come through that extremely well. Could have been a lot worse, but he's recovered very, very well. We're grateful for that, thankful for that, and having him back on board is really beneficial to MHD as a whole. His responsibilities were covered by his area chiefs and others, and myself, but we missed him very much, and we're thankful he's back with us full time now. But I do appreciate you taking the time and giving me the opportunity to report to you some of the events that have happened in MHD since we last met in August. Since our last meeting, the Institute of Building Technology, IBTS, scheduled and conducted an audit in the dimming plant on September the 7th and 8th, and that audit went well. It was attended by Inspector Russell Link and Jesus Carrasco as the administrator for MHD. And then HUD personnel came to Santa Fe on September the 20th, and they conducted a headquarter audit, they call it. We met first in Santa Fe, where they reviewed our files, they looked at the processes, they talked to us about policies. It was helpful, and we received good guidance and direction, as well as responses to questions that both Jesus and myself had regarding policies and process. We then met again later in the afternoon on the 20th in Albuquerque at the Karsten plant, where we had a good roundtable discussion with Karsten management, inspectors in the plant, Jesus, myself, MHD plant inspector Joseph Aragon also attended that meeting. It too was a good meeting, constructive in nature. We received guidance and direction, felt that HUD was there to listen to issues presented on both sides and provide guidance and direction. On another note, as a result of the resignation of our former MHD licensing manager, we have now moved the MHD licensing manager function to Albuquerque, and we've assigned that responsibility to Sam Saucedo. Sam has really taken on that responsibility. He's providing quality service, and he's working with IT to explore more efficient ways to monitor, to renew, and to report licensing issues regarding MHD contractors. We've discovered that moving this licensing manager function to Albuquerque has really led to more in-house efficiency and a better team-producing end result. And the reason for that, I feel, is that both legal counsel for MHD as well as our investigation and enforcement unit manager, they're both located in Albuquerque. So a lot of the issues of compliance and licensing that come up are now being addressed in a timelier manner. It's just easier access. They all just can pool with one another immediately, and Sam can explain the issues, and we can get things moving much quicker. Mary James, who joined us in July, is also managing. She also manages the front counter in Santa Fe for CID and MHD, and she's taken on the responsibility of controlling the HUD labels. And she's working very closely with HUD personnel and plant personnel to ensure that these labels are always available and accounted for. She's already developed a good relationship with HUD personnel, communicating with them through email and assuring them and verifying that we have better control of the HUD labels than before. Jesus conducted interviews yesterday for a new inspector for MHD. There were six people interviewed, and we have a very good candidate. We're very pleased with this, and so looking forward to bringing another inspector for MHD on board very quickly. These are only a few of the things that we continue to do to better our customer service for both the contractors and for the manufactured homeowners. So with that, I'll stand for questions.
Any questions? Mark Graham?
Chris.
Chris?
New inspector will handle what area?
He'll be in the south, southwest. He'll handle Hidalgo, Luna, and Grant County, and surrounding areas as needed.
Is that filling a spot that was open, or was
yes?
That,
yes.
Yes. Okay. Good.
Mark Duran.
Madam Chair, thanks. I guess the I appreciate the report and I know we'll be in communication with the division and PAC leading up to the next legislative session. Assuming, though, that given the report or the lack of discussion of budget, and maybe I've just been at LFC too long this week or at a special legislative session too long this week, is that the best of managers in these times figure out how to work a budget situation. They don't fill vacancies, and they know how to manage these numbers and these budget numbers. And we'll just assume, and positively assume, that is what it is being looked at and what is going to be done and what is going to be managed, and that it can be managed, and that there will be little or no residual effect to the industry. That's the hope, that's the wish, that's the confidence we have in them. I'll just go ahead and assume that without discussion on budgets, that's exactly what is taking place. So I guess more of a comment, Madam Chair, than anything.
Thank you, Mark.
Just as a follow-up, Mark, as well, we are working very closely with our budget manager, finance manager, both on CID and MHD. As I mentioned previously, the governor has made inspector positions essential. That's the only hiring that we are doing, and if for essential positions, And as you well know, we need inspectors in MHD. We have some, several pockets throughout the state that need more attention. So even though it's hard times with the budget, we can cut back on some other things and become more efficient in other areas and not sacrifice fully the hiring, continuing hiring of inspectors in MHD and CID. And so that's part of our goal. We've done some really good things, I feel, to make it some more efficient. I think I reported last month we had 23 inspectors. I think all nine of MHD took the testing and exams, and we now have 23 inspectors that represent 47 classifications. So when they go out to the job sites, they can now inspect more than just one entity. They can look at mechanical, they can look at electrical in some cases, and general construction as well. So we're getting more efficiency out of the inspectors we do have. And so those kind of things is how we're approaching the shortfall. The budget is very extremely serious, and we feel it every day, as Mr. Durand explained. But we're just trying to do more with what we have, and at the same time, if we have an essential position that needs to be filled so that we don't hamper the continued economic development or even the construction process and timeline on a project, which is extremely important, we have to continue to find ways to do that. And so that's what we're working with. I have a meeting this afternoon even with regarding budget for CID as well. So we're monitoring that on a daily basis, but we continue to hire when we can with the budget that we at least have. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Decker. Any more questions? We'll go back on the agenda. Mr. Carrasco.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair, members of the committee. Not much to report. I'm just back trying to get back in the trenches. As Pat mentioned, we did have interviews yesterday, and we have a candidate. There's a process through HR and SPO that we got to go through. Once they give us the authority or notify us that we can offer that position, that's what we'll do and try to get that person on board as soon as possible if he qualifies with the other steps. And it is a replacement. We advertised a chief inspector's position some time back. One of our inspectors applied and was successful. So that opened up his position, and then we relocated it, so it'll be in the southwest corner of the state. The only item I really want to elaborate on is here recently with the changes that we've made with Sam taking over licensing is there's a form that's required to be filled out when applicants are renewing their licenses or even applying for a new one. And some of the information that we're requesting is not coming in the application. So in case you're getting calls, because we're getting inundated with calls, not all the information's there. We can't process the application. So we're returning those applications. We are sending out notices of what's needed. The biggest thing that we see out there is the bond. So we don't have the bond information, we can't proceed. So just keeping you guys in the loop in case you get calls. And other than that, business as usual, and I stand here for questions.
Any questions? Okay, we'll go back onto the agenda, the new business. And 7A is Manufactured Housing Committee opening meeting resolution. We need to re-look at that and see. Make a motion for this resolution to occur.
I'll make a motion.
This is still the baby.
I'd already done that.
Okay.
Did you run the motion step?
not necessarily, I was just trying to keep.
People are quick at the silence.
Maybe, I'll make a motion.
Is there a second?
A second.
We're all in favor?
Aye.
Can I just go ahead and sign this? All right, next on the agenda is approving of the 2017 calendar for our scheduled meetings for next year.
I make a motion to approve the upcoming 2017 calendar.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Next on the agenda, is there a motion to close this meeting and enter into an executive session?
I'll make a motion that the committee go to executive session. I, Scott Christensen, move the meeting of the Manufactured Housing Committee be closed while committee members enter into executive session to discuss the cases listed under agenda items 8A, 1-4, 8B, 1-2, 8C, 1-2, and 8D, 1 pursuant to Mexico State Statute NMFA 1978 Section 10-15-1, H, 1, and 3. Such discussions pertain to issue, suspension, revocation, renewal, revocation of a license, and deliberations of pending administrative judiciary proceedings.
Is there a second?
Oh, that was easy. Second.
Roll call, Sam, please.
Chairman Nocky?
Yes.
Vice Chair Christensen?
Yes.
Member Keir?
Yes.
Member Starries? Yes.
The motion is approved. Let the record show, the record show that the committee entered in the executive session at 1:29. Thank you. I hate being silent. Now we have the recorder off. I need one right in front.
3:34.
Thank you. P.M. And during the executive session, I affirm that the committee members reviewed and discussed only the items listed on the agenda under executive session, as specified in the motion to enter an executive session. Disciplinary matters, I don't have a reading thing here.
Yeah, what's that word?
Yeah, it's you. Don't we have like a little reader?
Sure.
Oh, I have this blue. What am I missing?
Sorry, sir.
How do I get this in here? Oh. Okay, the committee may enter in the...
No, it's not it.
Just a wording missing. I did already do that.
Or what we need is the language for the motion.
Yes.
Do you have the motion for the dismiss?
I will be.
Yes.
Okay.
So you need to speak up for
Section A.
Under disciplinary matters.
Make a motion
that number 1-272-15-8-10MH is a dismissal.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Disciplinary matters A 2. 15-16-01-26MH. Dismiss.
Is there a second?
I'll second. Aye.
All in favor? I'm sorry, I was ready.
Aye. All in favor say
aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye.
A3, 151-16-0609MH. Dismiss.
Is there a second? All in favor?
Aye.
Number 4, 172-16-0621MH, dismiss.
I'll second.
Second, is there all in favor?
Aye.
Okay,
disciplinary matters, section B, number 1, 106-16-04-08MH, refund and fine.
Is there a second?
I'll second. Issuance of an NCA.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye, all in favor, I'm keep writing my notes.
Aye.
Aye.
Disciplinary matters, section B, number 2165-16-06-14, MH, balance of refund and fine, issuance of an NCA.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay.
On disciplinary matters, under section C, item number 15-05-18, MHD, issuing an NCA in regard to the skirting and new permit.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Item C, under item C, disciplinary matters, under item C, number 2, 352-16-10-4-MH, it's tabled due to quorum issues.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Disciplinary matters, under D, item 1, 318-14-8-11, MHD. We're going to follow through with the default, with guidelines discussed in our closed session for the AG's office.
Is there a second?
Aye, second.
We don't have to do that.
No, can we go back and just go back, if the motion's going to be that the we'll issue a default and leave the discretion to the board's attorney to, you know, determine the penalties and consumer, and that we were going to attach the consumer.
Okay. Let me rephrase that we were going to follow through with the default at the discretion of the AG's office.
Well, it's the board's attorney and the AG's office.
Oh, board's attorney and AG's office to attachment guidelines on the bond, and I'd like to say maximum opportunity for our consumer.
Okay.
We've got a better word.
Can I read?
Yes.
Okay, let me see if I can make the motion. Okay, it's my understanding that the board would like to, on disciplinary matter 318-14-08-11 MHD, that the licensee be issued penalties of $7,200, and that the consumer is reimbursed for money lost after the consumer has submitted the estimate of cost for repairs to the board, or excuse me, to the division, and that the board attorney will have discretion on how to proceed as far as the assessing the default amount to a default order or to the consumer protection bond. Is that?
As well as the revocation of the license.
Oh, excuse me, yes, you're right. And
a
revocation of 5 years of the licensee's license.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll second.
No, I need a first.
I'll make the first.
First motion.
And I'll
second.
All right.
Favor? Aye.
Okay, next on the agenda is our next scheduled meeting, February 10th, 2017 at 9:30 a.m. at the Construction Industry Office, 5500 San Antonio Drive Northeast, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87109, at the main conference room. Is there a motion?
I make a motion to adjourn.
No, we have to approve this.
I'm sorry. Motion to approve the next scheduled meeting.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
I motion us to adjourn.
I'll second.
Aye.
Aye.
Do we need to include Pat in the idea of the rework of some of that deposit regulation stuff?
I'll work with the director.
Okay.
Okay. And we have to, what we've done the
time.
3:20.
And I'd be glad,
41.
I mean, I would be glad to participate in a subcommittee on that, or to work with, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's pretty.
Okay, where's my hand?